What's up? It's me, Bernard De Broek. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, guys. Let's enjoy. So, today we're going to be talking about how to stay motivated. It's a hard one. Like, I struggle with this a lot as well. Now, I'm starting to get better at it. So, this will be about what I use and what I find that works, you know. Things that work for me. And hopefully work for you as well. So, I've got a few things that I do to stay motivated. So, let's go to number one. Try to look at the result. I think this one is the best one. Maybe not the best. There is one that's a little bit better, but this is a very good one. Try to look at the result. So, let me explain it a little better. So, what I mean by that is, for example, if you have a job and you have to do something that's really hard or something that's really annoying, it'll take a long time, something like that, try to look at the result. So try to look at, when I'm done, what will I achieve? What is the result of me doing this work? So that could be a huge boost to your motivation, really. It'll help you get through that, just a little bit, like, just hang on. Just work till you're there, and then when you're there, you'll achieve what you wanted to achieve. So that's one really good one. So the next one, try to think when it's over, you'll be all right. So this is pretty much self-explanatory, but let me explain it. So basically what you need to do is, it's a little bit, it's kind of the same as the first one, but it's just a little bit, but little different. So this is the same thing, like, think when it's over, but this time you will not look at what I achieve. So you're not working to the achievement, but you're working to the point where you'll be all right when you're done. When it's done, you'll be done. It's over. You're all right. You know, you can chill out. So, like, after the storm, there comes sun, basically. That sort of, like, mind thoughts are behind this little tip. So, the next one. It's the same as in my previous episode, guys. Get a rhythm. Really important. It basically helps you with everything in life, actually. So, get a rhythm. What I mean by that is, get a set a time that you'll go to sleep every day. Maybe skip the weekends. You can do whatever you want in the weekends to just chill out. But I suggest that you do it in the weekends as well. So set a time that you go to sleep every day. Stick to the plan. Give you more discipline as well. That will help you to stay motivated as well. So set a time that you go to sleep and set a time that you go and wake up. So if you do that, again, your mind go in this rhythm, it'll be prepared for what's coming. You'll have more self-discipline, which results in more motivation. So getting a rhythm is really important, not only physically, but also mentally. It's really, really important. Then my last kind of point that helps me to motivate myself is, do what you like. So if you have something hard coming up, just try and find a way to do it in a way that you like it, basically. So when you like something, you enjoy doing it, you do it with ease, you know. It'll be easier to do. It will be done faster. And it's just so much better. Maybe you're even looking forward to working on it again. Like, just doing it in a way that you like, or doing something what you like, it's just it's such, this is for me personally the best thing, the best point. This is just so big. It's just doing what you like and have such an enormous impact on your life, really. So these were my tips for today, guys. I hope they help you, and I'll hear you in the next one. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something. Tune out.